We're in our year-end membership drive. We know you value Route 51 and all WPR programs. You make WPR a part of your day, your source for news, music, and conversation. And through WPR programs, you stay connected to your community, the state, and the world. Listener support makes everything you enjoy on WPR possible, so make your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you. Your gift is so important.
And now, fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip.
Come on back when you're feeling lonesome. Won't you come on back when you got nowhere to go? When your night is cold, come sit by my fire. And in the morning, we can go on down our own sweet road. It's a long time and a hard grind. You know, it's short, but it's sweet. It's short, but it's sweet.
You're listening to Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, a critically acclaimed five-piece string band from Stevens Point, which is stretching the artistic boundaries of the traditional American music known as bluegrass. I'm Glenn Moberg, and today on Route 51, we look at the growing popularity of bluegrass and string music in north-central Wisconsin with our guests, guitarist Adam Gruhl and banjo player Russell Peterson, both members of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, and mandolinist Bob Wygant of another critically acclaimed central Wisconsin string band, Dig Deep. We will also hear from guitarist Art Stevenson, who for more than 25 years has been the leader of Highwater, one of the nation's most popular bluegrass bands, which also hails from central Wisconsin. Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, Dig Deep, and Art Stevenson and Highwater will all be performing at the New Year's Jubilee Jamboree December 30th and 31st at Bernard's Country Inn in Stevens Point. So, we are going to have some fun for the next hour. You're going to hear a lot of music, a lot of conversation, and a little bit later in the show, a live jam session, woo-woo, from our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. We'll start with you, Adam. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Horseshoes and Hand Grenades?
Well, good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Glenn. Well, we love playing music together, and we love making people happy and being part of the communities that we get to go and play music for. And we all started in Stevens Point. We actually met while going to school at UW-Stevens Point and started playing shows and whatnot around Wisconsin while we were still in school. And then got towards the end of school and we realized we weren't quite ready to stop playing music and decided, hey, let's keep making music. Let's keep having fun. And these days we're traveling around and playing, probably about 200 shows a year.
Russell, I understand you just came off of a tour.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We had a nice run here with some a great band out of Pennsylvania, Cabinet, who became great friends of ours out on the road. And went from what felt like one side of the world to the other, which I guess it really was.
Really Cleveland to Colorado.
Yeah, Cleveland to Colorado, which is both fantastic areas. It's great to play in the greater Midwest area and then also head out west, get a little mountain time and hang out with some great folks over there.
And you've got three full-length CDs out. The last one was called Middle Western, which came out in 2015. Mm-hmm. And Adam, I understand you got another one coming up.
Yeah, we're stoked. We, for the last 2 days, have actually just been sitting in my living room in Stevens Point. All the guys kind of live across Wisconsin now, but we like to meet up in Point because it's central. And, yeah, we're just working on new tunes. We're finding we have, with five songwriters in the band, we're realizing we have so much material. It's it can be a difficulty actually condensing down and figuring out what goes on a record. But we intend on going into the studio not long after the first of the year, and sometime in the next six-ish months coming out with that record. And we're stoked on it.
Now, I saw you a couple of years backing up Marty Stewart at the Grand Theater. That was a heck of a show.
Old Marty.
And you've also played with Merle Haggard and a host of other great musicians. Probably people, I imagine, that you idolized when you were growing up, and there you are on stage with them. What's that like?
Neat. I'll never forget sound checking at the Merle Haggard show. Of course, he's passed away in the last year, so we've thought about him a lot. But we're playing and doing our thing and start to feel this sort of great presence over to the side of the stage and look, and you know, this whole place is empty. There's not a soul in it except for one person, Merle Haggard. And he was standing there just sort of like half grinning and nodding along watching us. And, you know, I forgot what I was doing, of course.
Well, he started as a bluegrass musician. You know,
he did.
Yes.
So, yeah, he likes the roots stuff.
There's a deep respect for it, for sure.
Now, which one of you guys photobombed the Nashville TV journalist who was doing a live shot about the cold winter weather?
One of you
walked by without a shirt on and told him that you lived in Wisconsin. It got a lot of social play, social media.
That would be our harmonica player, David Charles Lynch.
Dave Chuck?
Yep, Dave Chuck.
and that was 100%. Some folks have asked if that was staged. That was definitely not staged.
He was just walking down the street without his shirt on.
Well, that's what – yeah, it's like a mid-tour thing, you know. You're just kind of – earlier in the day, he'd been in a gas station getting like a popsicle or something and comes out and just takes his shirt off and is just like, I'm not that cold. And that kind of just went with the rest of the day. You know, you just –
Nashville had been freaking out over a couple inches of snow, and we were laughing about that all day.
Yeah,
and
we drive through it very normally.
You're like, oh, yeah, well, it's like a normal Tuesday in Wisconsin.
Bob, why don't you tell us a little bit about Dig Deep? Bob Weygandt, the mandolin player for that Central Wisconsin band, is our third guest on our show today.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Glenn. It's great to be here with my buddies here and with you as well. And talking about bluegrass, Dig Deep. I guess we're a bunch of guys that used to play in rock and roll bands that kind of picked up acoustic instruments not too long ago. And we kind of come from backgrounds, punk rock and metal music and stuff like that. And we kind of connected in Stevens Point also. We used to play in a band called the Ditch Runners and toured with those guys for a couple of years. And just recently we got rid of the drums and we've been just kind of sticking to the string band kind of thing. And kind of been drawn on that background of rock and roll music, I guess, you know, and bringing that to the things that we love about bluegrass music and string band music.
All of you guys are pushing the envelope, and you will all be performing at the Jubilee Jamboree. That's December 30th and 31st at Bernard's Country Inn in Stevens Point. They also have a couple of other bands on the lineup, Dead Horses and Sloppy Joe. You can find tickets online at Brown Paper Records. Brown Paper Tickets, rather, is the name of the online website, or at Bernard's, at Inner Sleeve Records in Wausau, and at Zest Bakery in Stevens Point. And we're all going to be getting together for a live jam in just a bit, so I'm excited about that. We want to thank Eli Frieders for producing this show. He works at WWSP 90 FM at UW Stevens Point. He's been with us here at Wisconsin Public Radio in Wausau for a few months. Eli put together an interview with one of the most influential bluegrass artists in America, Art Stevenson of Highwater. He's been leading a great group of Central Wisconsin musicians for more than 25 years. So let's listen to the tape.
My name is Art Stevenson. I do quite a number of things in this life, including play music and run events and teach science.
So Art, in your own words, how would you define bluegrass music?
I would define it as the music of Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. The definition that comes to mind is the five-string banjo played Earl Scruggs style, not clawhammer. And of course, high and lonesome vocal harmony is a big part of it. Rhythmic drive, usually provided by a rhythm section of guitar, bass, and mandolin, and usually a fiddle in the mix as well, besides the banjo. Sometimes very fast-paced music, interspersed with ballads and maybe a little gospel here and there, and certainly instrumental solos through all of it. I feel very strongly that, bluegrass music is based on Monroe's approach to it, and I am a traditionalist. You know,
sure.
I do prefer the music of the pioneers to the contemporary styles that bluegrass has kind of become. But I've got to say something about what's going on here in the Midwest. There's a sort of a string band thing that's very prominent that's happening. And a lot of those, a bunch of those string bands are going to be doing the Jubilee. You know, you've got Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, you've got Sloppy Joe. They are not really bluegrass bands, although they're completely capable of doing it, but they've got their own way of playing the music. It's just an interesting thing to see this all happening and become very, very popular as a scene. You know, like 30 years ago when I was trying to play bluegrass, you couldn't get a bar to even listen to you. You know, they just laugh. And, you know, what? Bluegrass? Well, with the scene that's going on now with all the string bands and the bluegrass bands, it's a lot different than it was a few years ago. And I got to say that I think the younger groups are really blazing the way here at creating this scene. I got to give them credit for that because it didn't happen because of me. I mean, I might have had something to do with it, but you know, wow. I mean, all the places like that you can go to play here if you're a string band, there's more chances to play string band music than there is rock and roll right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know what Bill Monroe was doing in 1940? He was pulling in basically every source of music that he thought would work in his little band, the Bluegrass Boys. And it was old-time music, it was fiddling, it was gospel, it was new songs written in the country style, and mountain music. And so he was pulling in all these different types of music to make what we call bluegrass today. You know, and then he was really good at picking out talent, which is how he got Earl Scruggs, and he knew that Earl would do something for his music, you know. And so that's how it happens, you know, that's how the tradition is built. So, you know, none of us really know what's going to happen next. No one knows where this is going to carry us or where it's going to go. But I think the Horseshoes, I think they're still doing it. I think they're still pulling in those sources of music that inspire them, you know, and see what happens, make it work.
Well, let's let Art keep playing here in the background while we pick up our conversation. Art Stevenson of High Water, they're a four-piece band. Art is on the guitar and his wife Stephanie on the upright bass. Dale Reichert on banjo and dobro. Bruce King on mandolin. They're all great musicians.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
And Art and Stephanie live near Babcock, Wisconsin. She writes her own music. She's been nominated for the Favorite Bluegrass Vocalist Award by the Minnesota Bluegrass Association. And Russell, Dale Reichert is a fast, hard-driving banjo player.
Very much so.
And what is the difference between the clawhammer style and the Earl Scruggs style that Art was talking about?
Oh, there's quite a bit of difference there, really. First off, I guess in the Scruggs style, there are finger picks involved on three of their fingers. It's a three-finger playing style on your right hand. And the banjos have a resonator on the back to project all the sound forward, which makes it a very loud instrument. Whereas clawhammer is played with only downstrokes from a fingernail without any kind of pick of any kind on your right hand, and the banjos do not have the resonator on the back. So that's the basic difference between the two styles, though you can play all of the same notes and all the same tunes. They're just going to sound just a little bit different.
And Earl Scruggs really helped popularize the music. He and Lester Flatt did the theme song to the Beverly Hillbillies,
yep.
You know?
Yep.
And Foggy Mountain Breakdown, which was one of their big tunes, was really the theme of Bonnie and Clyde, which was a big movie in the 1960s. So, Bill Monroe, Bob.
Yeah.
Pretty influential.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at, I mean, obviously the bluegrass, the term came from his band, the Bluegrass
yeah.
Boys. The sound and the style, especially, you know, as far as mandolin playing goes, that's where it came from, is when Gibson built that F-style mandolin in the 1920s, he was the guy who picked it up and started playing it in such a way that kind of gave it that bark and that chuck. You know, that you hear in bluegrass music, that gives it that percussive, rhythmic drive. And everything else that came after that, after Bill Monroe, in bluegrass music, and likewise in all the offshoots of that, you can trace that right back to Bill Monroe.
And Bruce King, who's Art Stevenson's mandolin player, very steeped in the Bill Monroe influence. And the mandolin, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, it's a small instrument. Mm-hmm. It's got a tiny neck, tiny frets, double strings, yep. And somehow you have to play that really, really fast.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's funny. I started off as a guitar player, and that was one of the big challenges for me. But ultimately, one of the things that really helped me improve my game the most is just when I played guitar, I was really sloppy. My right-hand technique was all over the place again. I used to play in a punk band, you know? And so going to mandolin, I just had to make all my movements with my right and left hand smaller. And mm-hmm. when I was able to do that, it made the mandolin a lot more, you know, accessible. And I think that's the trick. You watch the best pickers on any instrument, but mandolin especially, you watch the best pickers, and their economy of motion is just perfect. They don't waste any movement.
Now, Art talked about the great string music revival in central Wisconsin that both of your bands are a part of. He also said that both of you, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades and Dig Deep, don't really play bluegrass music. Adam, is that true?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I sort of agree with Art's understanding of bluegrass music, that being the music predominantly of sort of the forefathers of bluegrass, Bill Monroe, the Stanley Brothers, Flat and Scruggs. What Horseshoes does and really Dig Deep is, you know, more, in my opinion, Americana string band music. We, as Art kind of alluded, we draw from the types of music that are kind of all over the musical spectrum. While we're deeply rooted in bluegrass and old time, and we love it, you know, like I grew up listening to Art and Highwater and Sloppy Joe and a band called Loose Strings in central Wisconsin.
Let's listen to one of your compositions. This is something called Breathing, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades.
Meet me there beyond the grass where I just like to lay. Make a dance after a glance, wash everything away. It's all we really got right now, and it's all there really is. The wake of the moment, it's beauty and it's kiss. Walk along the river, won't you walk along the sea? Keep walking and either way, you'll find another way. Don't you got a place to go now, don't you got a place to be? I got one more morning, I got one more cup of coffee. Get along, get by, get together and we'll keep on wondering why. It's all just part of breathing.
Adam, you've got five songwriters in your band. Who was responsible for this one?
I wrote that number, but, you know,
beautiful piece.
Thank
beautiful.
You, man. Thanks. It actually comes from a great, it's inspired by a great writer by the name of Thich Nhat Hanh, a Buddhist writer. But you know, what you're hearing there is really the ideas of all five of us coming together. Sammy, for instance, to kind of bring it back to your last question, he's really rooted in jazz music. And he, by no means, is your typical bluegrass bass player. He perhaps gets bored pretty easily and likes to kind of go all over the spectrum.
And it is fantastic.
He's also one of my favorite bass players to watch, too,
exactly.
For sure.
He's an incredible person to watch play an instrument at all.
Yep. He's deeply influenced the sound of Horseshoes and kind of involving other elements of music outside of bluegrass and old time music.
Truly pushing our band to really embrace some of the funnier parts of music outside of string band and making it all come together with the rhythmic accompaniment of such a bass player like himself.
Well, you can definitely hear the jazz and blues influences. You know, bluegrass is kind of a deceptively simple music to play, simple chord changes, mm-hmm. but you have to be so proficient on the instruments, and you have to be so right. precise, and a lot of it, not this particular cut, but a lot of it is played so fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blazing. I think that's one of the things that Blazing's drew me cool. and probably a lot of the younger players into bluegrass music, you know, especially, you know, those of us that come from rock and roll. We love the rock and roll shredders on guitar and yep. stuff, and we appreciate the musicianship and the technical proficiency. And when we discovered pickers like Earl Scruggs, you know, we saw these guys and heard what they were playing, even though it was on acoustic instruments. These guys shred,
yeah,
you know,
tear it up.
Let's listen to something now by Dig Deep. Russell, is this your song?
No, this was written by our guitarist, Alex Down the Dark.
For so many days I've been fighting the wind, hanging myself from the chain. Memories that haunt me have carried me back like a new ghost on old highway.
Russell, you're a four-piece band with the instrumentation of a traditional bluegrass band, but you stretch the envelope. You do covers of songs like La Bamba, Elijah, lots of Waylon Jennings, even Holiday in Cambodia.
Yeah, well, La Bamba, we like to do that one when our buddy Robert's. None of us know the lyrics to that one. We don't speak Spanish, but our buddy Robert from Stevens Point helps us out with that one whenever he's in town. And yeah, I guess as the cover songs go again, you know, we kind of draw from what we love and the music that we grew up on. And also it's kind of fun. We like to dip into songs, I think, that, you know, might be a little bit outside of our usual repertoire, what we'd normally even listen to, just because it's fun, you know, just for the sake of the challenge and for the fun and just to kind of keep it interesting and keep it goofy, maybe.
Well, I got a message from one of our listeners who said Dig Deep played at a wedding on Madeline Island.
Yeah.
And former Congressman Dave Obie,
that's
who represented
right.
the 7th Congressional District in North Central Wisconsin.
That guy can play some harmonica,
yeah,
I tell you what.
Yeah, he sat in with you on a harmonica.
Yeah. And that was really fun. I was amazed, you know. Somebody came up to us. We were playing the night before the wedding at kind of a pre-gathering sort of thing. And somebody came up to us and kind of whispered. He's like, you know, Congressman Dave Obie's here. I'm like, oh, cool. Well, he plays harmonica, you know. I guess he had a band with like the Capital something or other.
The Capital Offenses was the
name
of his band.
Yeah. And a bunch of guys from Madison, you know, and some of his colleagues. And they played bluegrass music. And of course, we you know, introduced ourselves to him, and of course, he happened to have a couple harps in his pocket. You
always
know,
carries them with him.
Always has them, and he was actually really, really good. You know, he requested that we play songs that he knew because he wanted to. You know, he played his melodies note for note. He wasn't a jammer or an improviser.
Right.
He was very, very on point.
In your experience, how supportive are most bluegrass traditionalists to the way you adapt and change the music, Adam?
Certainly some of our, you know, heroes in the world of traditional music are very supportive. There's a band called Foghorn String Band, which they're kind of known to be pioneers in the world of old-timey music. And they become really good friends of ours. And while they would probably never play the kind of music we play, we certainly look up to them and they have a respect for us. You know, I think some traditionalists are all about it and some don't see you know, why we would elaborate on something, which is ironic because, you know, as Art mentioned earlier, Bill Monroe was really drawing on all types of music that were surrounding him, you know, that being blues music and Appalachian music.
Well, let's listen to one traditionalist. Once again, Art Stevenson. This is a song about those California cotton fields. We are going to listen to Art Stevenson take us into a break, and when we come back, we'll be jamming with Adam Gruhl and Russell Peterson of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, Bob Wygant of Dig Deep. I'll be sitting in. I'm Glenn Moberg, and you are listening to a celebration of bluegrass music live on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio here on the UW Marathon County campus in Wausau. We'll be back with a live jam session right after this.
Hey, then one night I heard my dad saying to my mama that he had finally saved enough to go
California was his dream, a paradise where he had seen pictures in the magazine that told him so. California cotton fields, where labor camps are filled with worried men with broken dreams. California cotton fields, as close to wealth as daddy ever came. Either sold or left behind, from my daddy's plow to the fruit that mama canned. Some folks came to say farewell and see what all we had to sell. Some just came to shake my daddy's hand. Hey, hey, the Model A was loaded down and California bound, and the change it looked just 4 days away. But the only change that I remembered seeing or my daddy was when his dark hair turned silver gray. California cotton fields, where labor camps are filled with buried men with broken dreams. California cotton fields, as close to wealth as daddy ever came. Just 4 days away. But the only change that I remember seeing or my daddy was when his dark hair turned silver gray. California cotton fields, where labor camps are filled with worried men with broken dreams. California cotton fields, as close to wealth as daddy ever came. As close to wealth as daddy ever came.
Support for WPR comes from Wisconsin's Family Caregiver Support Programs, providing local resources to help caregivers better care for their loved ones and for themselves. Information is at wisconsincaregiver.org. Support also comes from Christine Bremer-Moogley of the personal injury law firm Bremer & Trollope, committed to protecting the rights of accident victims throughout Wisconsin. Bremer & Trollope, because the right results matter most. Bremer-Law.com.
How can we effectively address differences in attitudes toward diversity in our community? How do we encourage positive community relationships and avoid problems seen nationally? And how do we begin a constructive conversation to make Wausau a welcoming community for all? WPR is proud to partner with the Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service and the Wausau Daily Herald to answer these questions through the Toward One Wausau Project. Join the conversation by taking the community survey at wpr.org/central.
We're in a membership drive, and it's time to ask for your vital support of the WPR programs you're passionate about. Whatever your reason for giving, in-depth news, interesting talk, or inspiring music, now's the time to contribute. Your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 pays for your own listening and also makes WPR available to everyone. Thank you.
Talk Radio with our celebration of bluegrass music, Central Wisconsin bluegrass music, with the members of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. We have Adam Gruhl and Russell Peterson, and Dig Deep, Bob Wygant on the mandolin. And we are being joined by Oscar Netzel, who's on the upright bass from Dig Deep. And Adam, why don't you tell us about the song we were about to hear? You wrote it.
I would love to. Well, this tune I had written years ago while kind of thinking about driving down I-90 towards the Bighorn Mountains and then just thinking about always being curious about what's next and what's out there. And today we'll dedicate it to Rib Mountain, it being somewhere over there. And yeah, this is a tune called Weary Bones.
All right, let's hear it.
Thank you.
restless mirroring, she pushed me on and on. I must be traveling to another setting sun before I end my days. I will not find a place to rest my weary spirit and my bones.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
With the members of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades and Dig Deep. I'm Glenn Moberg, sitting in on guitar in my own humble little way, and we are about to play a traditional favorite called Rollin' in My Sweet Baby's Arms in the key of G.
That's right. You ready?
Oh, yeah, that old timey picket number.
I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms. I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms.
Oh, yeah.
Lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. Rolling in my sweet baby's arms. I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. Rolling in my sweet baby's arms. I ain't gonna work on the railway. Ain't gonna work on the farm. Lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. Rolling in my sweet baby's arms. I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. And I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Thank you.
away from your door. Had my life to live over, I'd never go there anymore. Now I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms, rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack till the milk train comes back, and I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms. While I was lying in jail, you're walking the streets with another man, and you wouldn't even go my bail. Now I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms, rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack till the milk train comes back, and I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms.
Change in me.
Yeah. I'm rolling my sweet baby's arms, rolling my sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack till the milk train comes back, and I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms.
What do you think, Bob?
Horseshoes and hand grenades, and Dig Deep in a live jam from our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. I'm Glenn Moberg. We'll be back with more music and conversation right after this.
Support for WPR comes from Katie's American Indian Arts, announcing the annual holiday show featuring Artie Yellowhorse in person, December 9th through the 11th. Authentic American Indian jewelry at Katie's on Monroe Street. Support also comes from Wausau River District, comprised of more than 70 independently owned businesses in downtown Wausau, offering distinctive finds in a classic Main Street setting. Experience the unexpected. WausauRiverDistrict.org.
Winter in north central Wisconsin. Brisk, quiet, majestic. Whether skiing Granite Peak, ice fishing Lake Tomahawk, cross-country skiing at Winter Park, snowshoeing in Adams County, or ice skating around town. Get out and enjoy winter's magic. And while you're at it, don't forget to take your radio companion along for the ride. Wisconsin Public Radio.
It's pledge drive time at Wisconsin Public Radio. We won't interrupt Route 51 other than for these few seconds to ask you to support your public radio station. You count on WPR to make a difference in your day, to inform and entertain you. Support radio that stimulates your mind. Make your difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you.
Lord, you know I
ain't got time. And I've been playing in the devil's fire furnace. Now you know I ain't got time. Oh, and I ain't got time. I ain't got no time. And I've been drinking from my dirty well. Oh, Lord, you know I ain't got time.
On Route 51 with our celebration of Central Wisconsin bluegrass and string music with Adam Gruhl and Russell Peterson of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades and Bob Wygant of Dig Deep. Thanks also to Art Stevenson for his help with the show. We're listening to another Central Wisconsin string band, Dead Horses, who will also be appearing at the Jubilee Jamboree December 30th and 31st at Bernard's Country Inn in Stevens Point. This is a group that hails from Milwaukee via Oshkosh. Interesting, unusual sound steeped in blues, jazz, and alternative. Certainly not traditional bluegrass music.
Right.
Either of you guys, any of you know the folks from Dead Horses?
Oh, yeah.
Good friends.
Quite close. Yeah. I play.
Tell me about them.
Well, Sarah Voss, who you heard singing there, is arguably one of the greatest songwriters in the Midwest right now.
Agreed.
She's super, super talented. Dan is an outstanding bass player. Very, very tasteful. And
so
Pete Ramoyne is, again, one of the finest guitar players in the Midwest right now. So they're a really awesome band. And I have the pleasure of getting to play with Sarah in a side project occasionally, too. And I absolutely adore her as a person and a songwriter. We're lucky to have so many good bands right now in Wisconsin and across the Midwest. It's just it's a neat scene to be part of in a neat group of people.
I'm trying to think of who I can compare them to, and it almost sounds a little bit like the Grateful Dead in some respects. It sounds a little bit like It's a Beautiful Day, that band from the 60s.
Sure.
I think that's a great problem to have when you can't really find somebody that sounds just like them, but you kind of find yourself grabbing at a couple different artists that they remind you of. So they,
sure.
You know, I think they have a sound and a voice all their own.
And that's how it ends. It ends very quickly.
Yep.
Adam and Bob, you both have experience organizing large music events. Bob, you organized Mountaintop Music Festival at Indian Head Resort in Upper Michigan, which is now going on its fourth year.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's still going strong. 2017 is looking to be like our best year yet. And Adam actually helped me a couple years ago. The first couple years I did the festival, I guess the first year, I kind of had music across the board, all different styles of music. And when I worked with Adam a couple years ago, I kind of wanted to focus it in a little bit more on roots music, I guess, which is a term that kind of gets thrown around a lot now to kind of refer to anything that's bluegrass, Americana, folk stuff. You know, it's a pretty loose umbrella, but
I call it real music.
It's
people performing music because they love it, not necessarily in order to make a lot of money.
Yep.
In fact, Art Stevenson once told a joke. How do you end up with two beautiful houses as a bluegrass musician? Oh no! How do you end up with one beautiful house? I screwed up the joke. How do you end up with one beautiful house as a bluegrass musician?
I've been
musician?
Trying to figure this out. So I'm
and the punchline is you start out with two houses.
There you go.
And Adam, you've been coordinating this New Year's Jubilee Jamboree at Bernard's Country Inn. That's going to be a huge show. We've been talking about it all day today.
Well, in fact, the folks from Sloppy Joe, Steph and Jimmers, they actually have the biggest hand in running the New Year's Eve Jubilee Jamboree, and I'm super thankful for that. I've run shows for quite some time around Stevens Point. I did run many at Bernard's, and you know, that was really, and it's always been with the goal of, you know, bringing people together through music. I think that's, you know, people get so much joy from music, and if there's, you know, if we can contribute to joy and happiness in this world right now, especially, we want to do that. You know, I think we could take as much of that as possible. And being from Stevens Point, and knowing the power of music and the power of the arts, any way that we as musicians can help foster that, we want to make that happen.
Well,
sure.
You mentioned Sloppy Joe. They are the fifth band on the lineup for the Jubilee Jamboree. Here's a tune of theirs.
Down around the Northwoods Pond, on water black and cold, black and cold and misty autumn dawn. Old Heron Blue, she rises with the light, spreads her wings and shakes off the night, shakes off that night and looks around. There's a feather lying there by the waterside, where one true love once did reside. The days that have come and now passed by, like forgotten clouds in the summer sky. Oh, that summer sky never said goodbye.
Well, they call their music slopgrass. It's certainly not traditional bluegrass music.
Definitely not, but they are a fine group of musicians to play with. I've never met people more excited to just hang out and pick tunes other than the Sloppy Joe folks. I remember the first time I went out to the Northland, it was the Northland Ballroom at the time out there, just outside of, what is it, Iola, right?
Northland.
In Northland, between Rosholt and Iola.
For the record, that's my favorite Sloppy Joe song.
Yes.
But they have no small part in the development of lots of young bands, being that they're such great advocates for community in music.
Yeah. You want to think if you're talking central Wisconsin bluegrass, you have to talk about Sloppy Joe.
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
Between they organized the Jack Pine Jamboree, which is a great gathering of, you know, roots music, string band music, bluegrass music, and again, just that attitude of fostering new talent.
Yeah, there's a whole jam session at that festival where anybody can
talk
come
about
up
the
and,
Jack Pine Jamboree. A lot of people don't know what it is.
Oh man, that's one of my favorite events of the year. We for the last couple years, our band Dig Deep, we've blocked off that weekend just because we know we're going to go. We were lucky enough to get a slot to play the last couple years, but we were going to go anyway, even if they didn't offer us a slot. And we'll do the same again. It's just a great gathering. They get great musicians, great bands, and the people that show up there are super cool. There's tons of jamming going on at the campsites and stuff. It's just one of my favorite, you know, kind of bluegrass festivals, I guess, in the state.
To
go back to the word bluegrass, that's really an eclectic Americana type based festival.
Yep.
But yeah, it's done great things for Central Wisconsin music, as has Sloppy Joe and Art Stevenson of Highwater with the Festival of Bluegrass in the Pines.
Mm-hmm. Who are you guys listening to now?
Oh gosh,
I listen a lot to songwriters and symphonic orchestras, but Towns Van Zandt,
the weird stuff.
Yeah, Towns Van Zandt and Guy Clark, and then bands that give us their albums when we're on the road. I like to check them out.
Got lots of those. Listen to a lot of Joe Huber, Dan Reeder, David Bowie. You know,
I think you know
the late great David Bowie.
Yeah.
You know, somehow he's jamming with Merle Haggard in that.
I want to be there.
Great Tavern in the Sky. You know,
Bing Crosby.
Well, he did a thing with Bing Crosby.
I know, yeah.
What's the future of bluegrass and string music? It's my last question.
Unlimited.
Yeah,
pretty much.
I wouldn't be so bold as to say myself. I hope that music just continues to develop, and I hope people continue to let themselves be their art, and see what's deep inside of them, and let all of nature and all the people they meet and all the places and things they see come into their music, and I think it'll carry on in a beautiful way.
Thank you all for being with us today.
Thank you, Glenn.
We want to thank today's guests, Adam Gruhl and Russell Peterson of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, Bob Wygant of Dig Deep, and Art Stevenson of Highwater.
My daddy's a railroad
daddy's a railroad man. At night I see him on the evening train with a midnight lantern in his hand.
They'll all be appearing at the Jubilee Jamboree December 30th and 31st at Bernard's Country Inn in Stevens Point. Tickets are online at Brown Paper Tickets or at Bernard's at Intersleeve Records in Wausau and Zest Bakery in Stevens Point. I'm Glenn Moberg. Thanks to Eli Frieders for producing this show. Thanks also to executive producer Rick Ryer and our on-air producer Janice Schleiss. Next week on Route 51, it's another holiday music show as we welcome back to our airwaves jazz violinist Randy Sabine for an hour of Christmas music and Christmas memories. Thanks again for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin, and until next week, we're heading out of town.
I walk down the railroad track, and I wait by the switchman's shack. I wave to the brakeman and the engine.